Welcome. This is Eric Stahl, and you're here for another episode of the podcast from the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria. We have a big crowd tonight, so we're going to jump right in. To my left, starting around, let's introduce ourselves, guys.
Joseph Keel, treasurer here in Peoria.
Jason Spires, I'm going to be ballot access director for Peoria.
I'm Jacob Irish. I'm the vice chair for the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
Dana Olson, new secretary for the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria.
Lupe Diaz, former state chair.
John Matthew, candidate for state representative in Illinois' 70th district.
Bennett Morris, candidate for McLean County Board, candidate for state chair, and chair of the McLean County Libertarian Party.
I am Donnie Henry. I am the chairman of the Libertarian Party of Greater Peoria, the greatest chapter in the state of Illinois.
Absolutely. Dilly dilly.
I second that.
Dilly dilly.
All right, so it's March 8th, and last weekend we had an exciting convention, a big convention over in Bloomington. We nominated, and we took our nominees, and now we have some candidates for governor and lieutenant governor and so on. And I think we want to get right into that real fast, or do we want to talk to Lupe? What do we want to do?
Well, Lupe, let's talk to Lupe. Lupe Diaz is here. He was our guest speaker. I just got to tell you that he worked on the John Stewart campaign with me. It was an honor to work with him, and I just wanted to kind of get an outbrief before we got into our thoughts. Lupe, what were your thoughts on the convention, and how do you feel?
Well, the convention, I think, was the greatest convention we've ever had. It was all around awesome, and it was awesome to work with you and Dana on the Team Stewart.
And the meme lord.
Jacob Irish.
Oh, yeah, that's right. How could I forget about you? You're in the background.
I was in the background.
Meme lord.
I was the meme lord. If you saw a meme with John Stewart, I made it.
But all around, the convention was awesome. It was great. It was great to tie for first place with Team Stewart.
Yeah.
Of course, the third round, people went their separate ways. But, of course, overall, I think the experience was great for a lot of new people. And all around, Bennett Morris and Lex Green did an awesome job with this convention. And next year, I'm co-chairing with Julie Fox, which was going to be awesome-er.
Well, Lupe's going to stick around until he's got to go. And if he has any comments, Lupe, jump on in, and we'll... But.
All right, so first thing, I mean, we talked about this in the meeting tonight. Mm-hmm. Peoria contingent.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
10%. Over 10% of the
population.
I just want to say that anyone listening that's a candidate, you should really think about visiting us. You know, having 10% at a convention, that's a big following.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would think other chapters would have watched that and said, we cannot let those guys in Peoria manhandle a convention, right?
Peoria plays.
Exactly. And I just want to say, especially when I joined a few months ago, like, that definitely wouldn't have happened. So at least us being just 10%. So we've grown so much just to the convention, just being 10%, and we're going to grow so much more in the next few years. So 10% is just the beginning.
So we had a lot of talk about the candidates. The last one, it was a lot of cash talk. Previous ones, a lot of Scarra talk. Let's just go around. Joe, thoughts on who we got? Happy?
I didn't vote for Cash Jackson, but I am happy with the choice. Yeah.
I was real happy with, after Cash Jackson won a nomination, I thought he instantly went into leader mode trying to rally his troops. Because I think he realized that the vote was 60-60 at one point.
Yeah.
And if he was any kind of nah, I won, it wasn't going to build a coalition, so I have to get my hats off to him to trying to bridge that divide as soon as he won.
Well, let me jump in, because I think that what I'm going to say is going to trigger everything else here. So,
I don't want to be triggered.
Yeah, let's be triggered. Yeah.
Triggered!
So what I want to say is, I'm going to start with this, and I said this in our meeting today, that Cash Damn Jackson, on his worst of worst days, is better than the Republican and Democrat candidate on their best of best days. So let's start with that.
Yep.
I mean, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
There you go. So I just want to say that. But what I am going to say is this, is that that was one of the hardest things that's ever happened to me. When you work on a campaign that hard and you turn around and you see, people that you've worked with like Dana and my lover Eve, almost in tears, that is a gut punch. And it was a very hard convention. I think that we made the wrong choice. I will say that. We left a hell of a lot of talent on the table with John Stewart. Again, we will be fine. We have a great candidate. But I just think that that we could have done better.
Yeah.
I'm triggered.
No, I'll just say, am I happy with the selection? Yeah, because I think, you know, us libertarians, we voted for that, right? Did my candidate win? No, it was John Stewart, and that's in our news. You know, Diane just said it all. But I will say this, that I hope that we don't see any more videos of Cash Jackson.
Yeah, that was not an official campaign video.
I understand that.
But he's an official candidate.
I understand that. I just hope that we turn this into a professional political run. And not purely grassroots.
I'm going to make you say something else, because I almost feel as if there's a contingent in this party that wants to maintain the grassroots. That when
so
this becomes
now Donnie's triggered.
Hold on. I have to say one thing, because I've been meaning to say it, and it's on the podcast. I found it funny that when we went down to Peoria. Peoria went down to the convention, everybody there swore up and down I was on the John Stewart campaign. Yes. I had Brian calling me up saying, "Man, Jason, how'd you guys get those shirts funny?" Well, I'm like, I'm not on a Stewart campaign, ever.
So,
I'm just putting that out there.
Diane triggered me a little bit, but this is something that I think needs to be brought up. I do feel that there are people within the Libertarian Party that this is social hour. This is their church. They don't go to church because they're religious. They go to church because their friends are at church, and brunch is their important part of the week. And I do have a legitimate concern that when we do, and I'm saying when we do become legitimate, it's no longer going to be, would you say, fun for them, mm-hmm. that they're just going to be like, oh, I didn't want to be serious. I didn't want to come here for work, and I'm out. Well, or they don't even say anything, and they just disappear. But like the Cubs fans, once they won the World Series, you know, and they weren't fans anymore.
Ah, hold it there. But no, but I do think that on the other side of that, even that same contingent, that it's almost like if you don't put in the work, or you don't do that, you're not libertarian enough.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's
not fair. It's not fair.
But I don't think it should even be a phrase of you're not libertarian enough. Because isn't it just spreading the message of liberty? Isn't that the point?
Yeah.
Like, all of us have come from different parties. Only a very, very, very small few of us have actually been a libertarian our entire life. And I can really only think of quite of a handful, and that's pretty much it. Mm-hmm. But all of us have come from other parties, so isn't it just spreading the message of liberty and then growing your knowledge of it and then growing into the Libertarian Party? Mm-hmm. So I don't think it should be libertarian enough. I think it should be all liberty all the time. Not all libertarian all the time. It's all liberty all the time. That's the most thing that's most important.
There's a definite social aspect of this, right, that we enjoy our meetings. But, you know, Donnie and I had a long conversation after leaving the McLean County meeting last night about the people that are in it just for that. And it's a concern, just like it's a concern about the comments on Facebook or the messages on Facebook that are going around. I just wanted to say that it's definitely visible to some, mm-hmm. that they're there just for a few beers afterwards. But if there was ever legitimacy, they wouldn't put in the work.
Let's be very clear that we are weird, guys. If you didn't know it, you're weird. Because we don't do this because it's just a great time. We do this because we truly believe that the Libertarian Party is the pathway to a better society. We don't do this for shits and giggles. I mean, at least I don't. Do you guys?
I have fun, but
I've got a lot of other things. I have a lot of other things.
There's a lot of giggles, like Steve Duttner going against himself in the...
I don't know. I'm in Harambe. He seems like a viable candidate.
Anyway, let's get back.
Let's get Bennett in here because, by the way, none of these opinions are the opinions of Bennett Morris, the future chair of the Libertarian Party.
Thank you for that disclaimer, Bonnie. So Dana mentioned, like, not a lot of us have been in the Libertarian Party our entire lives. Our keynote speaker has been in the Libertarian Party almost his entire life, and made a very gave a very keen insight into this concept of people that are in it just for the philosophy and the beers. We need to keep those people, regardless of how lethargic they are.
we still need them because we need that philosophical component that makes us different. The only thing that makes us different is that we are a party of principle and that we actually do have a founding principle that guides how we do party business. And so we need candidates. We need people doing book clubs. We need people having Freedom on Tap. We need all those people. But I think, obviously, our main focus right now is less on the philosophy over the next 3 months and more on collecting petition signatures to get on the ballot.
That's a good transition to a thought. Jacob Irish, you made me think of something, and you really helped clue in some pieces I've had the last couple of days. Is over the last couple of days, I've been having a lot of thoughts of people that are in the party and the way that they want to run certain things. And it's caused me to realize that I am the strange one, the way Donnie said it. Like, because here's the thing. Like, I'm the ballot access director, and I've been going and buying clipboards. I've been calling community colleges trying to get tables. I've been driving around town looking for popular corners to stand at. Like, I do.
He's counting
I'm
people.
I'm saying, no, I'm serious. Like, I want Peoria to hit at least 5,500, and I'd like to see his break 7,000. And what I'm saying is, like, I'm realizing that there's certain people getting put on teams and they're not necessarily experienced, and Cash brought it together, and he won the nomination with that, and that's great. But I'm realizing that, like, if I was given a position, I throw my all into it. And while I might not have the absolute experience for it, I'm not in it for social hours.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. And yeah. let me be very clear, because I was the one that was, quote-unquote, triggered. I wasn't saying that we didn't need those people. What I'm saying is it's a legitimate concern of mine that when the structure of the party changes, we have to have them, and I'm afraid they're going to just be like, I didn't know we'd have the spotlight.
Well, Jacob,
and it's a legitimate concern of mine. I don't want to end up like the Green Party did when they got major party status, and then we're like, oh no, what do we do?
So I want to announce something right now, and it's something I just pretty much accepted today. I'm actually going to be the director of chapter development. So in terms of that concern,
woo! Oh yeah.
Awesome. Rookie of the year doing rookie chapter of the year development.
She's going to be the sophomore of the year.
Hopefully next year I'll create an award for it, Bennett.
That has to be an award, Bennett.
Yeah, like, write it down.
No, but seriously, that's a legitimate concern for me, because it's not just about any specific race. It's about, you know, growing the party and making sure that it can sustain through every single election. And and especially for me, it's making sure that we have different deputies in place, especially in different regions throughout the Illinois area, that can help out with not just new chapter development, but also existing chapter development. So existing chapter development is definitely going to be something I'm focusing on as the director of chapter development. And if anyone has any concerns or anything like that, please make sure you reach out to me. I'm always available on Facebook.
Dan Olson. One last thing, just to tie this thing together, and then we'll move on, is really the thing that I also worry about is when Cash won, I asked people, well, why did you vote for Cash? And they said, he put the work in. What does that mean? I mean, that kind of triggered me.
That's perception.
And it's perception, exactly. And John Stewart, for example, had three jobs, and he's running around to each end of the state just like Cash. Cash didn't have a job, and I don't think that if you don't put enough work in, based on perception, that you're not less libertarian. And the reason that triggered me is because you want to know who's going to get the most signatures. Do you guys know?
Jackson?
No, you not Cash Jackson. The people we pay to get the most signatures.
Oh, damn straight.
That's who's going to get the most signatures. Is it great that we're all going to volunteer and kick ass on that? Yes. But don't stand on some moral high ground because I get the most signatures and I put the most work in and I do this. We all have our own burden. We all believe in this cause, and none of us are less because of it.
Well, that's why it's like the whole concept of libertarian enough.
Yeah.
I didn't join this party just to be judged on the amount of work that I put in. I joined this party because I believed in it. And I joined this cause because I believed in it. And so the reason I get more involved and and like join different things is because it's something that I am passionate about and something that I like, I believe in. And I'm not doing this for fun. I'm doing this because I am passionate about it. And like every single time that people ask me like, oh, well, what about this? What about this? It's like, no, I want to do this. And so I don't think you should be judged about the amount of work that you put in for something. I think you should be judged by depending if you believe in liberty or not, if you believe in freedom or not, if you believe in the fact that we should oppose an authoritative government. That's what you should be judged about.
Hell yeah.
And then join the Libertarian Party.
All right. Mike, start your own chapter.
All right.
But one thing people believe in is a podcast that's about 30 minutes.
Yes, yes. Let's move on. Let's move on to, you know, the rest of the slate real quick. We're talking like 30 seconds or less.
The other candidates?
Like, yeah, the rest of the slate. I think I think it's very solid and it's out there.
Yeah, Sanj came in and he took that one by the horns. And that's great. Sanj had just been down here. He'd spoken with us. Sanj is here with us tonight. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, Duttner.
Yeah, Duttner.
That was a shoo-in. Harambe was close second.
I mean,
that
he was, yeah. You know, Mike Matheny. He's in there. Claire Ball.
Bubba.
I was glad to meet Bubba. Yeah. I was really glad to see
him.
What a stature. What a redhead.
Yeah. Yeah. Great guy. Huge fan.
Ginger stick together.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And I'm so glad, obviously she was a shoo-in, but I am so glad that we got Claire Ball on our slate.
That's our
because
star.
Claire Ball could make us the major party in this state.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If anybody has a problem with anything about our party, and they're up there and they're questioning, they can still look at Claire Ball. She just makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Real quick, I just want to address what Jacob was saying, is the politician's job is done at this last convention. Now it's the activist's turn to do their part in the party, which is to get the petition signatures. And that is what your concerns are. Those activists are the ones that we need now to step forward and do their job. We need activists, we need politicians, and we need leaders to run the party in the right direction. We need that. We need all three of those. And the fourth thing we need that most people don't realize, we need the technology people to push our party forward. There's something that I've thought about doing for a long time, is to do a workshop sometime to explain. There's four types of libertarians that people don't realize. We need all four of them to build this team and this family to be what it needs to be for the future. And those four things, when I was state chair, those are the four things that I always look for in people, like who could be on my team. I know you need to cut it short, but
no, that's great insight. Yeah. It's amazing.
Let's get right to Cash, because Cash is our focus on the elections coming
final
up here.
Final bash on Cash.
Final.
Yeah. So no more bash on Cash. Now it's build up Cash, right?
Yeah, build up Cash. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We need the cash.
Okay.
Cash in the bank.
Let me try to trigger somebody. I'm going to trigger Bennett Morris. We'll let him have his own opinion. But last night I went to a meeting with McLean County, and State Senator Jason Barrickman was there. And he's one of the most libertarian senators that we have. And I would think that if I was running for governor, that I would absolutely not miss out on a photo opportunity and a chance to meet this guy. But Cash was nowhere to be seen. I mean, was there a reason? I mean, do you know of anything, or...
I'm not going to put that on Cash for not being there.
On his team?
I don't know what he was working on. I'm not going to blame Cash for not attending a meeting that's 3 hours from his home, only 3 days after he was in Bloomington for an entire weekend. So
I know
I'm
that,
not going to blame him on that.
I didn't mean to put you in that situation, Ben.
In all fairness, half of our party in McLean County did not show up to that meeting, which actually ticked me off, including most of our county board candidates that are running in November. So, Cash, I mean, none of the other statewide candidates were there, and you're not blaming them for not being there.
But he is now the face of our party.
He is the face of the party.
He's already been on the news.
Yeah, and Peoria.
And Peoria, by the way.
Yeah.
He's been on the news twice already.
Well, it'd been interesting to talk to Cash or somebody representing his campaign about how that happened, actually. Was there a conscious effort made to the local news station, or did they just pick that up themselves? We don't know.
They might have picked it up, I think.
I would say, even though I was on Team Stewart, the one recommendation I give all candidates, because this year has probably been hell for them, is take 1 week off after the convention. Get your mind back. I know Donnie probably disagrees with this, but I think it is very important that the candidate gets their stuff together, their mind together, and also they need to build a team with the lieutenant governor. So they have to get back with their team and figure out how they go forward with whoever the lieutenant governor was at the time. They didn't know. So now it's time for them to build the team together. Yes, they're not talking. They're not doing whatever. So
I remember when you gave me that advice, Lupe, and I remember when I didn't take it. So these past few days have been super busy for me. So I just wanted to know, that's great advice, but I don't know how someone that can actually...
One thing I would want to add, because I've kind of been in contact with the Cassius team, is that I'm not sure why he missed his possible appearance with the senator, but I will say that they've been working real hard to try and get an invite to an immigration rally forum that's going on in Chicago. And they're really trying to get that because Cash believes he has a good immigration stance that will appeal to a lot of voters at that forum.
I mean, am I the only one that thinks that this was a
no.
I'm kind of with Lupe. I think after that crescendo, he's entitled to relax for a couple days.
I would also say that he did tour around the state when he was running for the primary, and without knowing the reasons why he wasn't there, would it have been good? Yes. Can I criticize it without knowing why he wasn't there? Absolutely not.
Well, I just did.
I think you're entitled. You're entitled.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, we got to move this along. I want to know who everybody thinks would be the best opponents for the Libertarian Party. My opinions on this is we want to end up fighting against Pritzker and Rauner. We do not want Biss to
all
get
in
it.
Favor, say aye.
Second motion, we move on.
That's easy, Jason. That's really the best.
I mean, but just to close that out real quick, for everybody that I have spoken to about kind of the Libertarian stuff, they have said if it's Rauner and Pritzker, they're not voting for either of them. So we have to put our best foot forward. As Donnie has said, we have to pitch a perfect game.
Yep.
And all this, you know, not Libertarian stuff, all this stuff on the inside, make sure to... That whole seeing the forest through the trees thing, and that we have a really, really good opportunity.
I think we fully vetted the candidates, so I think we're good.
Absolutely.
So. Yeah. Do we want to talk to John?
Yeah, let's talk to John. Yeah. John has been sitting here quietly, and I'm...
I also want to say that Cash Jackson was doing the Black Panther movie with kids of Lake County.
Yeah, that's right, he was.
So I just want to point out, I knew he had something... that he was attending, so
that makes a difference.
It'll be okay, Donnie. It will be okay.
And Cash got 23 kids sponsored for that. He actually went on his own accord and got sponsors for 23 of those kids to attend. They gave him a little bit of a call out in the newspaper.
Well, I feel like a dick.
I think what you said was valid, and it was more like, what was he doing? And if that's what he was doing, absolutely. Hey, Eric, there you go.
Yeah, and I will also say that. We have a state senator showing up to our next meeting in April, so maybe they can
Senator
get out.
Weaver, any opposes
selfie time.
And he opposes cannabis reform.
We should reach out.
I'm sure he'll get an earful from you.
No.
What?
I'm bringing my popcorn for that.
He got an earful from me at the
meeting
the
other night.
I'll bring my
Tide Pods. All right. John.
I would like somebody else to introduce John, who knows district and what he's running
like
for.
Like I said, John is running for state representative of the 70th District, DeKalb, just west of where I grew up in St. Charles. I've known John for quite a while. He is actually, you know, where I'm kind of an asshole, John is the opposite. He is the elder he's the elder statesman, and I'm like 6 years his elder.
He seems nice.
And he really is, you know, the future of this party. And he's not going to, you know, I truly believe he has a chance to win this race. And if anybody wants to look at a campaign, they need to model it off of his. So,
well, I appreciate that.
Welcome, Joe.
Yep. That's something that I wanted to make sure was important about our campaign is that we are running a campaign that would be a model for other campaigns to look at. We're getting better at the organizational level with building teams. That's something that I feel like has been not looked at in the past, where you need to build people around you, because you cannot run a campaign and just be somebody who's right. You know, that's not how politicians win campaigns. You have to have a team of people around you. You have to delegate out work, because one person can't run a campaign. So I wanted to make sure that we were doing all the right things with building that team and delegating out responsibility, because the future of this party is building that farm team of people that are going to know what to do when the next campaign comes up.
I'm really optimistic about what we're going to look like. I mean, this year, I believe we're going to break records this year. We have, you know, two really good state representative candidates, and myself and Thaddeus Reed. We have a great statewide slate. So, and we're all going to be working in accordance with one another, trying to support one another and promote one another whenever we can. I might be the token Cash Jackson supporter from the convention here. And I talked to Donnie a little bit about this, how it's, you know, when you invest a lot of time and energy into a campaign, it hurts. It hurts really bad to see your person not come on top. I mean, a lot of us felt that way with Gary Johnson. That was my first experience with running a campaign. You know, it's hard to deal with that loss, but it's great to see, you know, you bounce back after that and you learn from your mistakes and you can apply it to the future. And when, you know, Donnie, you're going to be on other campaigns. Mm-hmm. He's been helping out with my campaign a little bit, so that's been nice. And now Dana's come on as our marketing director on our campaign, so I'm really glad to surround myself with people who have great experience. And I got to say, what you guys did on John's campaign was amazing. He was a completely different candidate once you guys took on the roles in his campaign.
Mm-hmm. Well, that means a lot to me, John.
Yeah. It's I appreciate amazing. That.
And it is hard. So you know, I'm giving Cash a lot of crap tonight, and obviously I was a dick, but
final bash on Cash.
But I will
final
say this.
Final
bash
on Cash.
But I will say this though, that it's just like if you give your brother or sister, and Nick Sarwark talked about family. You know, we can make fun of each other, we can give each other shit, we can bash on Cash. But let me tell you something, just like we had, you know, John and I were on like on a Facebook thread today where somebody was talking about Cash. You talk about Cash to me and you're not libertarian, we're going to have problems. And I think that that's what we all need to do is
that's
stand
a great analogy.
You know?
Yeah, 100%.
So,
cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers to that. And let me squash something too here. I talked to someone today, and I won't say who it is, but there's a rumor going around that Cash might not be welcome in Peoria, and I just want you guys to know that whoever said that is a fucking liar. So everyone is welcome in Peoria.
Was he wearing a Fidel Castro hat?
He was not wearing a Fidel Castro hat. But every candidate is welcome here. If you believe in the message of liberty and you believe in minimum government, maximum freedom, you are welcome here. You're welcome in my house. John Stewart knows that I'll make him kebefe in the morning.
Let's just say this. You know, right? Liberty John. Plays in Peoria, and Cash Jackson's our candidate for governor. Absolutely welcome.
Yeah. Cash Jackson shook my hand at the convention in front of
all of
us.
I bought him his first beer.
And I asked him, are you still going to come down to our podcast? And he said, hell yes, he is. And Cash Jackson is a man of his word, so even if he doesn't feel like he's welcome, I know he'll show up, and then he'll see that he's welcome when he's
here. You guys have a Republican coming.
I mean,
so did
no,
you.
No, but I mean, like, in terms of our petitioning efforts, like, we're also reaching out to local colleges, and, like, we're trying to see if we can set up some speaking opportunities.
He's
as well.
Told
stealing
me to show
time
up
from
Dr.
And so,
White.
Like,
we're stealing time from John down there.
But what I'm trying to say is that, like, if that, I genuinely, like, believe that rumor is not true, because we are trying to set up opportunities for Cash to come down here and speak down here and connect with the Peoria community. And so, if that rumor is true, I would be heartbroken because that is something we're already trying to, like, actively trying to, like, promote a Cash Action in the Peoria community.
It's not true.
I'm thrilled about the St. Patrick's Day parade.
I am so thrilled.
I mean,
yeah.
Come on.
It's not true. And the day after, and Cash can confirm this, I already got him a radio interview in Peoria. I put out a message of unity. I truly believe that it's time for us to unite around our candidate. But we're still going to be riding his ass the whole way, just like Sanj was going to ride his what? Ride something. So we're going to ride his ass, and that's going to make him better. Iron sharpens iron. So, but John Matthew.
John Matthew.
Yeah. I was going to say, did you guys get an opportunity to meet Cash's mom at the convention?
Yeah. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, we know who to call if we need to put him back in
Maybe she could do some of those live videos with him.
It's all love, Cash. It's all love.
John closes out with that.
Yeah, and like our chairman, Nicholas Arwick, said, I mean, you love your family. We might not always get along. We might not always agree. But in the end, the Libertarian Party is a family, and we care about one another. And we're going to, you know, I knew going to that convention, whoever came out that nominee, everybody is going to get their ass behind them and get them on the ballot. I did not doubt that from, you know, even though there are different chapters who had their preferred candidate, my chapter was pretty much behind Cash. There are other, you know, chapters behind Matthew Scaro and John, but I knew that whoever came out on top would have the entire support of the party. And I'm extremely happy to see that we haven't divided at all. In fact, we've come closer together. You know, the first person's hand that I shook after the results came up on the third round of voting. Sorry, brain fart there. The first person I went over and shook his hand was John Stewart. He was right next to me. And you know, John, he ran a fantastic campaign. And I'm glad that we have such quality candidates that really made each other better throughout the entire election.
And I can tell you this, I've talked to John since then, and I'm going to put a plug in for him. Maybe it's just ingrained in me now, but you know, I don't think he's done with the Libertarian Party. He was asking me the other day. He got off of Facebook because of some crap that was going on in there, but he was asking me, hey, message me when the Lake County and the North Shore chapter meeting is. And so we haven't lost him. I've watched him grow as a Libertarian throughout that campaign. And John Stewart's going to be around, so look for him. And encourage him, too, guys. Make sure that you do that out there.
Cool. Yeah, I definitely believe that he's definitely not going to be gone forever. He's like, right now, I think right now, you know, we're all kind of just taking a little break. But at the same time, I think he's going to be coming back and stronger than ever. Hey. And especially in the future and in any future political campaigns.
And if we could get a live feed, Cash, can you just tell us how Black Panther was? I'm just curious.
That's a good movie. Yeah.
Hey, don't encourage Facebook live feed.
To end John Stewart's, the last thing is, I've been talking to John Stewart as well, and I would be happy to step aside and suspend my committee to run for U.S. Senate in 2020 if John would step in and run, because I think he would be an awesome senator to run against, especially, well, I say dickhead Durbin.
Second.
So that would be an awesome team to be on. So yeah. Hopefully, cross our fingers, John takes his break for the next 6 months or so and comes
back. For that. That'd be cool.
Yeah. So I just want to say, you know, thank you, Lupe, John, and Bennett for coming on the podcast. And I just want to shout out that anyone who's interested in coming to our meetings and being a part of the podcast, you are more than welcome.
100%.
Yeah.
All right, so I think we're going to wrap this thing up.
Yeah.
Final thoughts? Anything real quick? No?
Cash is going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yes. Cash Jackson
for the first time. Cash Jackson and down ticket.
Hey,
we're in it all the way.
First time ever we have a full-time governor candidate.
Yeah, I can't. I can't remember who said it, but I heard a slogan, and I want people to use this slogan because I thought it was so great. It said the Democrats and the Republicans may have the money, but we have cash.
That's cool. That's a cool one.
Yeah. Thank you for having us on. Yeah. I appreciate it. Thank you for letting me speak to you today.
Yeah, thanks for coming down.
Thanks for having me. John Matthew, what's your website?
Yeah, you can find us at matthew4illinois.com. If you want to give a little donation, that's where to do it. There's a button down at the bottom. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at matthew4liberty. And I lost my train of thought. I was going to say something. Oh, no, sorry. The hashtag that the Libertarian Party is kind of using here is hashtag GoldRush2018. Yes. So we're using that everywhere when you're posting Libertarian stuff, for sure.
Gold is a form of yellow. That's
God, he learned this.
Man, you're on two sides. You're going to get over it.
Listen, come back. All right.
Hashtag vote for Libertarian.
Hey, guys, we're right on time, guys.
What's the website?
LibertyPlays.com.
All right. Well, before we sign off on that, Tazewell County meeting, the 14th. All right.
See you later.
Bye.